Well, if seeding the oceans with iron is an uncertain and risky way to reduce carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, then perhaps we can look to a more natural process that's already underway. A new study by Dr. Grace Saba at Rutgers University in New Jersey has found that a small fish is playing a big role in fighting climate change, one poo at a time. Dr. Saba, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Hi, thank you.
Well, tell me about the fish in your study. Which fish were you looking at?
So our study was actually an opportunistic study. So we were actually there on a research cruise in the Santa Barbara Channel off the coast of California, there to study zooplankton, the tiny drifting animals in the sea. And the way to do that is we throw a net in the water from the ship and we tow the net in the water and pull it up. And what we were seeing were these mysterious large fecal pellets. For about 3 days, we weren't getting any zooplankton. We were only getting this these poop pellets. And we saw some fish in the water, small fish. They were about 13 centimeters. They were silver. Because we were there to study zooplankton, we actually didn't have the correct equipment to collect the fish. And so we weren't able to collect them to get a positive identification. But we did see the fish. We did do some research looking at the landings, the commercial fish landings, and anchovies at the time. The northern anchovy contributed about 86% of total commercial fish landings. And then we also collaborated with some people at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and they sent us some fecal pellets from their adult anchovy in their aquaria. And we compared the fecal pellets that we had collected, and they were of similar size and appearance. So we're very certain that they were anchovies in the water.
Okay, so you're there to study zooplankton. You end up hauling poop out of the water. What do anchovy fecal pellets look like?
They're all about 1 millimeter in diameter, and they produce these long cylinders breaking into pellet fragments. So they range between 1 to 6 millimeters in length. They were brown, you know. They look like little brown fingers.
And how much are we talking about here?
I mean, we were dragging up nets full of it.
You say that you were there to study zooplankton in the water. Why did you shift to studying anchovy fecal pellets?
Well, first I'll just say that we were very fortunate, actually, to come across this because, I mean, it was an accident, but I suppose good fortune that we were able to gain this valuable information on the fish poop and its potential contribution to carbon sequestration. The reason why it's important is that I'll talk a little bit about a process called the biological pump, which is it's a suite of processes whereby carbon dioxide from the atmosphere is fixed into particulate matter by photosynthesizing phytoplankton. And phytoplankton are the tiny drifting plants in the sea. And this fixed carbon now, it can be transported from the surface to the deep ocean, where it can be sequestered there for a long time. So it's reducing CO2 from the atmosphere and transporting it to the deep ocean where it can stay there.
Oh, I see. This is one way of taking carbon out of the atmosphere and putting it into a safe place.
Yes.
So where do the anchovies come into this?
So the anchovies come into this by pooping, and that was what our study was. So fecal material from the animals in the ocean are an important component of the material because of the sinking material, because the food these animals eat can be repackaged. It can be repackaged from these small cells into a large, rapidly sinking fecal pellet. And so we were very fortunate to come across this opportunistic study.
Oh, I see. So the phytoplankton absorb the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. The fish eat the phytoplankton, turn that to poop. The poop sinks to the bottom.
Yep. You got it. Each pellet contained about 22 micrograms of carbon, which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you multiply that by the high number of forage fish in the area and the number of fecal pellets that they might be able to produce, that can add up. And what we were seeing was about an average of 2 pellets per meter cubed and up to about 6 pellets per meter cubed. And you take the carbon content of the pellet and you multiply that by the abundance that you see in the water column and the sinking rate of that pellet to come up with a number called the flux of that carbon going from the surface water to the deep ocean. And we saw a maximum of about 250 milligrams of carbon per meter squared per day, which it's a pretty significant amount of carbon flux.
How quickly do these pellets sink to the bottom?
So the sinking rate was pretty amazing. It averaged about 790 meters per day. And it reached up to 1,400 meters per day. So it's at the depth of our study site, which was only 500 meters, that means these pellets were reaching the seafloor in less than a day, which is pretty amazing.
Wow. Well, how much are the anchovies then contributing to the absorption of carbon from the atmosphere?
Well, we still don't know, like, how many fecal pellets they produce a day. We don't know their production rate. So that's definitely a missing part of the equation. If we had that number, we'd be able to at least estimate what each fish could contribute per day and then scale up from that.
Well, I'm just trying to get a sense of scale here. Like, how important is this in the carbon pump that you're describing?
Well, I can't say for sure how much of a role that fish play. I think they play a very large part. I think we're just now getting to understand that. And I think there's a lot to learn still to be able to estimate, you know, the contribution that fish play in this process. But I'm guessing it's pretty important.
Well, if you've seen this in anchovies, do you think other fish fecal pellets are doing the same thing?
You know, depending on the type of fecal material you're producing is going to affect if it's going to stay in the surface waters and get remineralized or if it's going to be repackaged and sink to the depth. So that's something that we just don't know yet.
Oh, I see. If it doesn't sink, then it's not really sequestering the carbon.
Right. I mean, it's recycling nutrients, so it's good for providing, like, perhaps nitrogen to phytoplankton to produce blooms of phytoplankton, and that process in itself can contribute to taking CO2 out of the atmosphere. So it might, if you have fecal pellets that disperse quickly in the surface waters and get remineralized, it can also be a form of carbon sequestration if you can produce increased phytoplankton or algae biomass that will take the carbon out of the atmosphere.
Dr. Saba, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Grace Saba is a postdoctoral research associate at the Institute for Marine and Coastal Sciences at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Up next, pictures on the head of a pin.